Story Time with Helen Adam, Baby Cool Abby. I hope you enjoy the stories. Bye.
Welcome back. This is our second book of trying to raise money with 100 books in 2 weeks. We have a special guest for this book. What book are you reading today, special guest?
Well, today we are reading The Night Before Halloween. Hope you enjoy this book. Now let's get started. The Night Before Halloween. It was the night before Halloween, and through the treehouse, all creatures were stirring except for the mouse. The monsters had gathered to plan and prepare for the trick-or-treats who soon would be there. Mummies unraveled and put on new wraps. Spiders found corners and spun silk rat traps. Count Dracula's grind and slick back this is hair. Frankenstein's bride cried, "I have nothing to wear." Started to yawn. There must be so much to do before bedtime is dawn. So the witches brewed up the magical potion, which set every monster and goblin to motion. They blew up balloons and hung streamers' lights, decorated till the hours of night. Meanwhile, the children tucked snug in their beds while visions of candy corn danced in their heads. Woke up, it was Halloween day. There were bobbing for apples and rides in hay. There were costumes, parties, games can be played, cupcakes and candy, and of course a parade. After dinner was served, the kids were done eating. It's finally time to go trick-or-treating. Mom's repainting faces, straightening clown hats and wings back fairy angels and bats. Jack-o'-lanterns were set out on the porches, which care their grimes to seem knock if you dare. Grimesons of pirates and zombies in rings grabbed their bright flashlights to trick-or-treat bags. They walked down each lane, adventure, avenue, and street, rang every doorbell, and said, "Trick-or-treat!" But just when the children thought they were done, so they walked to the house on the top of the hill, which gave the kids a spine tingling through. They stood on the porch, ready to knock, when they heard a heavy footsteps turn off the lock. And when what do their eyes, curious eyes, should loom a wicked old witch holding a broom. Her cape, how shimmered, her face, oh how scary. Her hat was so pointy, it frightened the fairy.
Thank you for listening to Storytime with Ellen and Adam and Baby Girl Abby. Bye.